This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. So yesterday, I talked about Phyllis Root's book, and by the way, her best friend and photographer, Kelly Povo, adds some amazing photos in searching for Minnesota's native wildflowers. I wanted to share some of the plants to look for as we begin to head into fall. There's glory in the grasses. Big Bluestem is a grass and a true prairie plant. Its long stems are nearly 7 feet tall and sway beautifully in the wind. Several flower spikes at the tops of the stem are covered with pairs of tiny flower clusters. If you separate the stalks out, you can see why one of the common names for this plant is turkey foot. The stalks look similar. The roots of Big Bluestem may grow 10 feet or more deep in the prairies. Hairy Grandma sounds like it could be rude, but it's not. It's a side oats grandma grass whose flowers, growing only on one side, look like fuzzy caterpillars crawling on top of the stalk. You might find this guy in rocky or sandy places. It's really quite cute, growing to only about 10 inches. Little Bluestem is a very popular native grass and an excellent plant for wildlife. The caterpillars of several skippers feed on the foliage, and the seeds of the grass are eaten by songbirds. The foliage is also eaten by a number of mammals. I'll have links and pictures along with more information on GardenBite.com. All of these natives can be planted in your garden, making sure that is that you have the right conditions. Remember the mantra, right plant, right place. I also have an announcement. Today at noon, I'm launching my new Garden Bite YouTube channel with an introduction video with the intent to create a weekly series of short videos on all things in the garden. Please take a moment to take a look, subscribe, like, share, comment. Let me know your thoughts. What are the things that you would like to know about? And thank you. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.